I know the anticipation has been amazing while you've had to wait for the shameless commercial breaks, but Chef Eric is now immersed with his Japanese vegetable knife as he is chopping his shallots. Now, I got to say, Chef Eric, shallots are nice. And why should someone use a shallot when I think of another onion that would be, to me, much more preferable?
Well, real sweet onion from Schumann Produce would be the ideal onion. But shallots are just a little bit of a different flavor. They're a little more gentle flavor than any onion. It's a traditional onion. And they're used, you know, universally because they sort of break apart easily. They're very easy to cut, very thin. And we're using them in a raw application here. So in a raw application, I would want to use a shallot, very, very thinly sliced. It's just a preference.
Well,
there's a little bit of sweetness to a shallot as well.
But this will be the first time it's been publicly announced since the great Vidalia Onion Council soiree last weekend down in Reidsville, Georgia. Or it was really in Vidalia. Reidsville is close to Vidalia. To give you a little histoire of this monumental announcement we're going to make here today, which is really, it's huge. But what happened was, last year, before the crop of Vidalias came out, back in January, February, the University of Georgia Agriculture Department, they work hand in hand with the Vidalia Onion Council and with Vidalia Onion Farmers. There's a partnership that the UGA, who has an incredible agricultural department, and their football team is almost as good as Notre Dame's. But anyway, they have this great agricultural department, and they've been working for years to help the Vidalia onion growers. So last year, they went to the council and said, we want to have a contest for the sweetest Vidalia onion by farmer. And if you don't know, only 20 counties in the state of Georgia can call their onions Vidalia. Anything else, it's against federal law to call them Vidalia. So inarguably, the Vidalia onion is the sweetest onion grown in the country. And so they went to the different farmers and said, went to the council, and the council said, sure, let's do it. So every grower in the state of Georgia submitted as many entries as they wanted. An entry was a 10-pound bag. Schumann Produce submitted one 10-pound bag from their family plot. And out of the hundreds of growers, Schumann Produce won the sweetest Vidalia onion of the group. That was huge, huge. And so now, I used to refer to when we were down at PMA and all the other places we attend for Schumann Produce, I used to tell people, these are the sweetest onions on earth. It is official now. It is the sweetest onion on earth. And I was just blown away because there was a couple of large companies down there that submitted, one of them submitted 100 samples. And Schumann submitted one and won the whole thing. It was amazing. And when John Schumann, which we were going to have on the show here in the next couple of weeks, we're gonna sit down with John and talk about it, but he was so humble about it. I mean, this is huge in the industry. It's being number one in your whole industry of something that is so ferociously competitive. So it was a great honor to be at the table with him when he won the award. And it was funny because he said, we don't want any logos. We don't want anything. We want everybody to be very, very subdued when we win because it's going to be a lot of people upset because they didn't win. And that's the humility of John Schumann. And he accepted the award. It was quite amazing. And they had a bunch of pictures afterwards. But, you know, Chef Eric, when you look at it, we've got four sponsors that are our major sponsors. Cutters is the destination location in the city of Atlanta, the number one cigar festival in the Southeast. We are Schumann Produce, the sweetest Vidalia onion in the world, the sweetest onion in the world, the Big Green Egg, the best griller in the world, and Whole Foods, which started the whole industry of the organic food on a large scale. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. We've been involved with it.
So. Yes, and we've been involved with it almost from the get-go. So congratulations to John Schumann, to Schumann Produce. So demand it.
By the way, there's what that Japanese knife can do. You can actually see through the radish slice.
Yeah. I'd rather have a little thicker slice when you're holding it in front of your face, but that's just me. That's the kind of guy I am.
Really not nice.
But anyway, that's just not nice. But anyway, so now you've assembled the shallots.
Yes, the shallots have been...
Finally
cut, as have the radish. Radish shy. Now I'm going to take some little gem lettuce. And a little gem or baby gem lettuce is basically... It's a new strain of lettuce that's basically like romaine.
Yeah.
But it's in a much smaller little package. It's a gentler leaf. It's a little bit less tough. And actually, I'm shredding this.
Showing off your knife again.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact. But we want if we're going to fine slice everything, we want everything to be fine sliced, including the lettuce.
Well, this knife that you have, I'll give you a more practical purpose. He's going to give you the techie chef, you can do this, you can do that. Let me tell you, more practical purposes for the blue-collar guys out there, okay? Yeah. You got relatives you don't particularly care for. You can buy a pound of bologna for them, and you can slice it so thin, you can feed them for the weekend on $10.
That's not really...
Well, I'm just...
You don't cut meat with an akiri. It's a no-no. So you don't cut bologna either. I don't really know what's in bologna. Yeah, it's not a veg. It's not a veg, so...
At Costa Jenkins, that's as close to veg as we get, So anyway, I'm giving people some other hints that you forget to tell them.
Oh, you're right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. All right, so one more of these. We're going to slice up, and we're going to dress it, and we'll start serving those steaks. Now, those steaks have been resting, so they're not as tired as I am. There you go. There's another one.
All right, that's three. Can we please have a counter out there? Yeah, click, click,
you know,
click.
But my day's not over when we're done with this show.
Oh, no. Oh, now, what are you? Oh, here we go. Here we go. I hear a big aw? There we go. And what are you doing after this, Chef Eric?
I'm taking my wife to the symphony in downtown for some food.
Well, that's a great place to go when you're tired.
Yes, I know.
I only make it through about 3 or 4 minutes. There you go. And then you're taking her to dinner.
Well, no, taking her to dinner first.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. And then, yeah. So,
that's what we're doing. Where is the Isogenics restaurant downtown?
Actually, we're going to, I think we're going to McKendrick's.
Where?
McKendrick's.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Wow. You're really, you're the loving, mushy.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so we've cut those up. Last thing we're going to add in is some carrots. Now, I love these little baby carrots, rainbow baby carrots, because it gives some neat color to the dish. So you've got, your regular orange carrots. Then we have white carrots and purple carrots and yellow carrots. We'll pull all those out. So we have a good little assortment of them.
How politically correct?
All right.
You amaze people with the stuff you find.
It's from Kroger's, and by the way, the reason I'm using these, A, they're already peeled, B, they're already cut. I don't have to deal with any of that garbage. Did I say garbage? But most importantly, they are. This is the only form you can really get these in this. I mean, you can get them at Whole Foods, but I was unfortunately, because of the accident, unable to get over to Whole Foods. So, all right. So again, we want to cut these finely. What I'm doing is I'm halving each one of the carrots,
as opposed to ralphing.
Yes, that's very different.
I'm just saying.
That was New Orleans, by the way.
Well, let's just put it this way: I left a significant amount of money in homage to Beach Bum Berry. At Latitude. Have you been there yet?
No.
You've got to go.
Where is it?
Latitude 29. It's right down there on the, right down there near Jackson Square, right on the main drag there, right just a few doors away from the cigar factory.
Gotcha.
And I can't tell you about the cigar factory on the air. We saw one of the most disgusting things I've ever
heard.
Do you hear the story?
Yes.
Spittles?
Yes.
All right. Anyway, back to your finely dicing of small carrots.
Just one more reason to come to Cutter's and get your cigars instead of going to that nasty place.
Yes.
So, anyway, so we're just going to fine slice this. And I'm doing these, I'm cutting each one of them in half, and then I'm sort of matchsticking them from there, again, thinly.
It's 1 minute.
Is that 1 minute? Is that the finger you were holding up?
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Arthritis.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
Old age?
Yeah. Yes.
Makes sense.
Does.
So latitude 14, I'll go there.
Yeah, latitude 29.
Yeah. 29?
Yes, latitude 29.
Is that the latitude of New Orleans? Or
I have no
idea.
Or is
that the Bahamas or something?
I mean, it's a classy, it's got the tiki, you know, all the tiki stuff, but it's the fine stuff. It's not cheap plastic. I mean, he uses
it's like
Antigua rums and...
So it's not like drinking tiki drinks down at the camp?
Really?
That's a good point. Did you wear your hat?
It's 30 seconds. Well, as Chef Eric continues dicing away on his little baby carrots with his little Japanese veggie knife, we are going to go to a shameless commercial break and remind you are listening to Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We are the only live radio cooking show in the world, now 15 years on the air and getting stronger. We've got some other projects that we're working on that we can't tell you about, but as soon as we get more confirmation. But it's going to be probably the most exciting year we've ever had, Chef Eric.
Excellent.
Food, fun, and celebrating the good life right here at Cutter Cigar Emporium, Alpharetta, Georgia, taking it to the streets of a cold and blustery Alpharetta.